Hello and welcome to this session. This is James Maduke speaking. We're doing a course today on, if you're watching this session out of order, start marketing online. And more importantly, we're talking about these funny things, depending on where you're from, you may pronounce it differently, a niche or a niche or a theme is a word that you'll hear me use from time to time. But we're talking about the real homework that you have to do to get started online. And this section, out of all the courses that I have in the video library, I've got 600 plus videos in there right now. This course is the most important one because it's the foundation. It's what your business rests on. It's the real foundation. It gives your business a solid footing. It gives your business a solid footing and allows you to do something that we're going to talk about in this particular area. Now, you may find a billion courses about niche marketing or niche marketing, and there's two different views of this. I'm going to use a picture just so that you sort of understand how this works. Let's say, for example, we're going to build a little bit of a staircase here. So we're building our business. Where do we need to start? Where do we need to start? What's the first thing that we need to do when we're going to build our business? Think real long and hard about this. I want you to think about what you've been taught. I want you to think about what you've read. I want you to look back and say, well, what are other businesses doing? What are the other businesses that I've run into? What do the books say that I should do? Think about that for a second. If you go and find a book on niche marketing or something, you'll always be told is find a niche. So the first step is find a niche. You've got to find a niche. It's important to find a niche, you'll hear. Find one. And once you've found one, what you need to do is write properly. No, you need to create a product or a service, or you have to have something to sell. And the reason you do that is what you want to do is you want to sell that product to some customers. You want to find or get customers. You want to get those customers. Why? Because you want to sell your stuff to them, and then after that, what you do is you find the next hot niche. So the goal in this kind of setup is to find a niche. If you look and you take a look at all the literature, it's like, you hear it all the time. You got to find a niche. Find a niche first. Well, you know what? I think that this is a foolish way to build your business. And I'll tell you why right now. Tell you why right now. And this is vitally important. Now, you've noticed that sometimes pay attention to the way that I use words. Pay attention to the way that I use words. Because I've been saying something throughout this session, and hopefully you've caught it. We'll make sure the board's clean here. We're going to start this way. We're going to build it upside down. We're going to start with the foundation because this is our homework. This is our homework. We're going to start with the foundation. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it a lot easier doing what? Going down steps as opposed to up steps. I don't want to take steps that are harder each time. I want to take steps that are easier each time. Now, why is the other step or the other way of going up the stairs not the right way and I'm suggesting that this is the right way. What you need to do is this. Yes, you're going to find a niche, but I'm going to put another word in here. That is part of a larger theme. Are we going to create some content? You bet we are. See, I'm going to suggest that we should find a theme or a profitable theme first that has multiple niches in it. We're going to get some customers. But we're going to be able to sell them a series of products. See, we're not going to sell them one product in one niche. We're going to sell them multiple products in a theme. And because we're doing this, what we're really looking for is we're looking not to do niche marketing, we're looking to build a business. Now, how do you know that you have a business? One of the things that I do is I look for repeat customers and multiple streams of income. So this is what we're going to do. I don't want you to find a niche. I want you to find a theme. I don't want you to create content. What I want you to do is I want you to create a series of products or multiple content. And you don't have to create it all yourself. But you're going to have to look at your business and say, what is the theme that I want to be in? What is the business I want to be involved in? This is the way that you have to market. This is the way that you have to build a business. Fundamentally different than finding a niche. If you want to go and find a niche, I'll show you how to do that. You'll sell some products into the niche, and then guess what? You're absolutely cooked after that. You've got to go and find another niche. I'm suggesting that we're going to do a build a foundation. Now, why are we going to do this? This is important. If we do it this way, how many foundations do we have to build? One foundation that's solid. If we only look for a niche, if we focus exclusively on the niche, guess what happens? We multiply our work. Why? Because as the markets evolve and change and become saturated, we're always having to look for new markets and new niches. So I'm going to suggest that we need to look for a theme. I'm going to show you how to do that, obviously, in another session. But we need to find out what's the theme of our business and how can we create multiple customers, multiple products to sell into that theme. So here's your homework. Stop looking for a niche. Don't look at a niche. You absolutely are cutting your business off at the knees if you're looking for a niche. What I want you to do is I want you to take a little bit of a checklist right now and ask yourself, and this is a little bit of your homework. I'm going to wash this off a little bit. Make sure we got it all off. Actually, we'll get rid of that piece too. It's a pretty big whiteboard, so sometimes it takes a little while to wipe off. So I want you to think about it. I want you to think about this whole idea of niches and themes, and I want you to think about first of all, what are you passionate about? What do you know about... Now, I'm going to explain to you after in these other sessions that you don't have to know everything, but what are you passionate about, what do you know about, and what do you want to spend your time doing? Write down on a list, what are the things you're passionate about? What are the areas of your life that you're passionate about? What are the ones that you know or you have some expert knowledge about? And again, you don't have to be an expert, but it helps. If you already are, that's great. If you're not, I'll show you how to leverage someone else's expertise. But more importantly, what do you want to spend your time doing? I'll give you an example. I love doing these videos. I love doing these videos. So I've built my business around what? Doing these videos. And I'm going to show you some examples of how this whole theme and niche market gets built into something when it comes to training and education, which is the market that I'm in, and online publishing. But write down right now, take time, say, what am I passionate about? What is it that I know about that I have an expert status or I'm willing to learn or I want to find out about? And then what do I love doing and spending my time with? Now remember, we haven't talked about the market yet, we're talking about you. So do that homework right now and come back in the next session.